Daf Heyomer Aleph, one line from the bottom, the last line. Zog Gemara Toni Tane Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. The Tane learned in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, "Kol Oisik B'Teira U'Begmilas Chasodim, the Koyver Es Bonov Loyaleinu." Someone does these three things: he learns Torah, he's Oisik in Chesed, and unfortunately, he has to bury his children. Moichlin Loy Al Kol Avinoisof. This is the Gemara's Havamina. Each one of these things, you moichlin Loy Kol Avinoisof. And Rashi says, because the Gemara later is going to say, we're not talking about Koyver Es Bonov, but rather that you never had children. Now the Gemara says, Koyver Es Bonov, then you moichlin Loy Kol Avinoisof. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said, Bishlom Eteo Gmilis Chasodim. These two things, this psukim that are meramas, that it's considered that you're moichlin kol avinoisof. Dichsev, b'chesed ve'emes yichupa ovoin. It says in the pasuk b'chesed ve'emes, chesed is gemilas chasodim, emes is referring to Torah, yichupa ovoin. You have a kapos avinos, that's most moichlin kol avinoisof. Zog demor, chesed zu gemilas chasodim. Shenema, roidev tztoko v'chesed yimtza chayim. Tztoko v'chovid. So that we know is referring to chesed. Emes u Torah shenemar, Emes, Kono, Va'al Timkor. So these two things we know, it's considered Chupir Ovoin, that Moichlan Kol Avinoisof. Ela Koyver Es Bonov Minayin. From where do we know that Koyver Es Bonov is considered Moichlan Kol Avinoisof? Dog the Mother, Tonelah, who is Sova, Bishom Rabshim Ben Yechoi. It's not the norm for a parent or a learner to bury your children. It's the opposite way. So it's a special, it's a type of Kapor Zavonis. So the Mother, where do we know so? So Gemara Tonele Ahu Sova Mishum Reb Shimon. How is Sova in Shas usually means Eliyahu Novi. So Gemara Tonele Ahu Sova Mishum Reb Shimon Ben Yechoi. In the name Reb Shimon Ben Yechoi, Asya Oven Oven. It's a Gzera Shovag Oven Oven. Ksiv Hocha. It says over here in the pasuk Bechesed VeEmes Yechupa Oven. That's this pasuk. Uksiv Hocha. And it says Umeshalim Oven Oves El Chek Bneihem, which is referring to the payment that others pay al chayk b'neihem at the expense of their children, so to speak, that the children are koyver es bonov b'chayeihem. So we compare oven, oven, and memela, that's how we know the chesed v'emes yichupa oven is also going on koyver es bonov. Zogdi Gemara. So that was the statement that we said, the same tanek kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. These three things, as koyver es bonov, teira and gemilas chasodim, is meichel kol avinoisof. Zogdi Gemara, om Rabbi Yochanan, Negoyim ubonim en yisurin shel ahava. A new statement. State Rabbi Yochanan that negoyim, someone has tzaras, nega. Ubonim, bonim, this is actually what the Rashi was going on before. I started the first Rashi at the top of the Omer, it says bonim, it's not going as koyves bonim, it's going in this Rashi, in this Gemara. Bonim. This bonim now, the Gemara before was talking about koyves bonov. That for sure is considered meichel kol avinoisof. That's not something that the Gemara is having me know. But this Gemara, that the Gemara calls it yisurin shel ahava, negoyim ubonim, meaning zok drashi kosal kedayt koyves bonov. Someone who buries his children, chayov, is einon yisurin shel ahava. It might be meichel kol avinoisof. It might be a kapora, like we said, but it's not considered yisurin shel ahava. Yisurin shel ahava, like Rashi said on Omer Aleph. It's very meductic, because Rashi Nomad Av said Yisurin Shel Ava means that you get Yisurin Beloy Shum Oven, without any sin. So it's not a Kapoz Avonis. Kapoz Avonis means it's an atonement for sins. Yeah. Yisurin Shel Ava Gufa means, the way Rashi understood on Nomad Aleph, is that it's Gufa without oven. So that's the Gemara is saying now, Negoyim Ubonim, any Yisurin Shel Ava, or not Yisurin Shel Ava. The special Madrig of Yisurin Shel Ava, Koyver is Bonov, and Negoyim it's not. Zok the Gemara Veloy, you're telling me, the Negoyim Loy, the Gemara is first asked from the Goyim. You're telling me that the Goyim is not Yisurin Shel Ava? But Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Call me Yishyesh Boy Echad Me'aba Magas Negoyim Halolu. Anyone that has one of the four Magas Negoyim. Rashi says, what are the four Magas Negoyim? Two Ovis and two Toldos. Se'es V'Toldoso Baheres V'Toldoso. Rashi Zok, Baheres is Aza Kasheleg Shni'alo the Toldos Kasida Hechel. And Se'es is Ketzemer Lovin, like wool, white wool. Shniyalok kumbeya, like the yellow of an egg. So these are the Maaz Negoyim, the four Maaz Negoyim, the white and the tolder, and whoever has Echad Ma'av Maaz Negoyim Alolu, Einon Elam is Be'ach Kapora. So right now the Gemara understood that a kapora means yisun shalava. What is a kapora? Kapora means you're zeicha to a kapora. That's yisun shalava. Not like Rashi no malav v'shteitzach, but we'll see soon how we're going to understand the Rashi no malav in the sugya. But the Gemara is a hamin right now is it says clearly that whoever has one of the dalat maras negoyim is ein elam is be'ach kapora, which means yisun shalava. Of them enter the Gemara. No. Mizbeach kapora hava. It's taka grosa kapora. Kapora is zeich de madrega. To be zeich de kapora. But yisurin shel hava le hava. It's not the special madrega of yisurin shel hava. And this taka stems very good. The mashal says with Rashi lishadosai. Not lishadosai. How Rashi learns the Gemara very good with this Gemara. Rashi Nomad Aleph says yisurin shel hava means beloishum ovoin. Over here the Gemara Gufa answers that mizbeach kapora hava. Begoyim is taka mizbeach kapora. But Yisurin Shalava, it's not. Because Yisurin Shalava means Beloy Shum Oven. And that's how Rashi Taka says in Omer Aleph, how he explains what Yisurin Shalava is. So that's the first teretz in the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, V'hibo Yisema, it's right the teretz is, Holon V'holuhu. Holon V'holuhu means, it depends, Lon means B'nei Bovel, Talmud Bav is written in Bovel, V'holuhu and B'nei Yisrael. What does that mean? Zog the Rashi, the Eretz Yisrael, Sha'orei Choyme Mukudoshois, where he has a Kedushas Choyme, Kedushas Ba, Umetzera Ton Shiluach Chutzalehen, the Metzera has to go, at least like Tosfos says, in his man of Yovel was Noyig, he had to go, in his man of Batar Choyme, he had to go Chutzal Choyme, so he needs Shiluach Chutzalehen. So then it can't be Yisun Shalavo. Just like we said before, Yesh Lebitul Torah, Yesh Lebitul Tefillah is not Yisun Shalava. Someone that has to go Michutz Lamachne, he has to go Chutz Lachoyme, can he die Yisun Shalava? Too much of a change over here. Leaving Eretz Yisrael, that can be Yisun Shalava. Or leaving the Choyme, that can be Yisun Shalava. Does any Yisun Shalava. However, Bovel, in Bovel, she'en into in Shiluach, we don't have to go Chutz La any place, because there's no din of Kedushas Choyme. Hein Mizbeach Kapora, have Yisun Shalava. Rashi over here calls Mizbeach Kapora. We'll see soon how would the Miyash of the Rashi and Omer Aleph. I'll finish the sugyo and we'll get to that Rashi. But Kapora over here, Rashi's mashma, that is Mizbeach Kapora and Yisun Shalava, which right away the question is, Rashi said in Omer Aleph, Yisun Shalava is not oven. So how could it be Mizbeach Kapora? In the Chanami. But we'll see, we'll be Miyashav soon. Miyashav in the whole sugyo soon. Oh. But Akaponim, the Gemara's teretz is Holon v'aluhu. It depends. Eretz Yisrael, it can't be a Yisun Shalava because you have to have Shiluach, and the Bovel is Yisun Shalava. Zog the Gemara v'ibo Yisema. Another teretz, a third teretz. Ha betzina, ha befahesia. It depends. If the Negoyim, it goes, we're still on teretz, is all that's still going on Negoyim. We didn't get to Koyves Bonav yet. If the negoyim are tachas begodov, if it's not visible, if it's hidden, if it's betzina, so then what? Then it's shaykh to be called a yisun shalhava. Then it's a din yisun shalhava. Hobefahesya, if it's something that is public, it is such an embarrassment, and v'chulu v'chulu, so then it's not considered yisun shalhava. Now, the tzlach, bavarns, you know, the beauty in the tzlach, bavarns right away, this teretz in the Gemara, hobetzina befahesya, has to be talking about a Bnei Bovel. It can't be talking about an Eitz Yisrael. Because an Eitz Yisrael, you need Shiluach Machane, you need Shiluach Chutz Lachoyme, even by Tzina. So what kind of teretz is it? Hobe Tzina, Hobe Fehesia. If you need Shiluach, and Shiluach Gufa is not Yisun Shalava, so then it's going in Bovel, Zok Tzlach, this teretz of Hobe Tzina, Hobe Fehesia. Right, so the Nodi Buda, the Tzlach wants to be Miyashiv this with the last teretz, that it shouldn't be. It shouldn't contradict with the last teretz, and it should coincide and work with the last teretz of Holon v'Aluhu. So he's saying this is going on Luhu. I mean, I'm sowing on Luhu, and it's going on Lon. I mean, on Bovel, because in Bovel you can be mechal between Tzina v'Hesia. Now, Zok the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to ask about it. The second memra that he said that Bonim Koyveres Bonov is not Yisun Shalhava. Zok the Gemara. Ubonim loy, you're telling me that bonim is not yisurin shalhava? If someone is koyve is bonov, kapora, we know it is. That's the top line of the Gemara. Koyve is bonov, meichon kolav enoysof. But you're telling me it's not yisurin shalhava? Zog the Gemara, hechi domi. Ilemo de havelu meisu. If we're talking about that a person had children and they died in his lifetime, Zok the Gemara, that can't be a steal to Yisun Shalava. V'omer Rabbi Yochanan said about himself, Din gomo da asiro bil. Zok the Rashi, ze etzem, Rabbi Yochanan used to carry around a bone of his son, Zok the Rashi, ze etzem shal ben asiri shemesloi. Yiloy Elein, who had 10 children that died on him. It is his 10th son. He carried around the bone of his 10th son. Zok Rashi Bir, K'may Bar V'tzor Etzem, Pochz Miksoiro, Mimenu, B'sudroi La'agmas Nefesh. As a reminder, he used it to be Menachem people. He went to Licham Avelim. He took along people that lost their children. Look what I have. I'm carrying the bone of my 10th son. So Rashi says over here, Pochz Miksoiro. The reason why Rashi says Pochz Miksoiro is because otherwise it's Metama. And if it's Metama, so then it's a problem. You have to bury it. Tuma and Kvul is totally zebezeh. But Pochaz Miksori, that's not Metama, so it doesn't have to be buried. You're allowed to have it with you. Other Rishonim, we said, the Shita says, he carried around a tooth of his son. The Shein is not Metama either. And the Ravya says that it's talking about the etzem of the behema of the Sudas Avro. Sudas Avro is the meal that they serve after the Levaya. So he had the etzem of that behema, which was a reminder. Upon him, Rashi says, Pochaz Miksori. So what's the Raya that's not Yisun Shalava? Zog Rashi, the Gavre Rabbi Kabyosi. Such a great person. I'm like Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, the Gavah Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan loy bo loy Yisuin she'enu shalava. It can't be that he had Yisuin that are not shalava. He had to have Yisuin shalava. So that's the right that the Gemara has a kasha that bonim is not Yisuin shalava. L'chora he had bonim that mesu. Tosis Bavarns. You're telling me over here that an Adam Choshev can't have this type of Yisuchin, the Temo, the Masik, the Ech, the Lehav, the Bonim, Klal, the Gemara's Maskon is going to be, it means they don't have children at all. So then it's not Yisuchin Shalavo. The Temo, let's see the Maskon of the Gemara, we'll get to Tosis. Zog the Gemara, Bonim Loi, Hechidomi, Ilem, the Havali, Umeiso, Vom Reb Yechon, Den Gomad, Asira, Bil. The Rabbeinu Nissim going on the side explains the story of what took place. Pirish Reb Shiri, Reb Hai, Chamoyozal, Rabbi Yochanan Kova Yud Bonim Schorim. He buried 10 sons that were Schorim. Vechi Asiri Shebehen Nofal Atech Yura Gdoyla. Unfortunately, he fell into a big boiling pot. Shehoyser Etachas Rituach Kosher. Vechozek Venomes Besorei. And he burnt and he died. Venomes Besorei. And it melted his skin. Venimak Notal Rabbi Yochanan Etzem Shel Etzbak Tana Sheloi. Vetzora Besadinoi. Vrei Menachem Ba Acherim. And that's how he was Menachem. Oh, Zog the Gemara. So it can't be that that's not Yisun Shalav. Rabbi Yochanan had it. Zog the Gemara, Elo, ha de loy havele klal, ha de havele omeso. It depends. If you had children and they died, that's taka not Yisun Shalavo. Mashenken, loy havele klal, then it's Yisun Shalavo. That is the difference. Havele omeso, then it's not Yisun Shalavo. Then it's Yisun Shalavo. That's Rabbi Yochanan taka. And Zog Rashi, what's the pshat? Shehavelus mechaperes alav anoysof. So here Rashi says the vart is between not having children at all, that's Yisun Shalavo, or having children and died, like a B'yochanon, is Yisun Shalavo, because then Avelus is mechaperes on avoynos, and not having children at all is not Yisun Shalavo. That Rashi differentiates because Avelus is mechaper on avoynos. What does that mean? What's the pshat in them? The pshat is, I saw brought down in the Iyun Yankov, he says as follows. That because it's a steer to Rashi and Noman Aleph. Let's go back to the Rashi. Rashi and Noman Aleph said Yisuin Shalava means you have no avoinus at all. How does Rashi over here call Yisuin Shalava Avelus Mechapen Avoinus? Rashi says straight out the word avoinus. This is mamash a contradiction. Here it says avoinus. Rashi's teaching what Yisuin Shalava is Mechapen Avoinus. Noman Aleph, he said Yisuin Shalava means no avoinus at all. Explains the Yin Yanka beautifully. He says as follows. He says when Lo Yaleinu, someone loses a child, there are two aspects. One aspect is the Avelus. That's one aspect. And the second aspect is that you're hoilich ariri. You have no children. That's afterwards. So he says, when Rashi says bediktig, he says, avelus is mechapa navoinus. The kapora part is on the avelus part. And now, the second stage, after the avelus, that's ultimately Yisun Shalava. That's someone who had children and buried them. Someone who never had children, he doesn't have two parts. So memela da ariri is the kapora itself. So memela, that's the pshat why Eloi Bonim Klal is not Yisun Shalavo, because the
Ariri itself is not a second stage, it's a first stage. You never had children. So then al kochoch, that is not Isurin Shel Ava. When you have two stages, when you have number one, Avelis, Zog Rashi Mechaperes, and then ultimately the Ariri part is Isurin Shel Ava. And that's Rashi medactingly says, Avelis is Mechap on the Avoinus, because Isurin Shel Ava is without Avoinus, because the second part now is already clean, so to speak, cleared, and that's why that part is considered Isurin Shel Ava.
Correct. Ariri would mean that there's no children left at all. So Tosef had a kasha v'tema. The masik deich lahav lebonim klal. The maskon of the Gemara over here is when you have no children at all, it's not Yisun Shalava. V'arei kamet tzadikim shloilem bonim. You tell me the galus of Rabbi Yechon was he was such a great person, and it can't be that it's not Yisun Shalava. Many tzadikim unfortunately had no children. V'imishum bonos Rabbi Yechon amav lebonos. So you have to know what that Ariri means. The kapodim had daughters. V'nir lefarish dochi polich. V'omer Rabbi Yechon and Dingama the asir abir alma midav rogel nachem achem. Since he used it to go to menachem people, shema mino dav Yisun Shalava. It can't be that he went to Menachem people with something that's not Yisurin Shel Ava. Aval ene tole bikach shatzikim atzim pomim uni biyisurin. That's not a riot. The word is that he used it to be Menachem. Zog di gemol Reb Chiya bar Abba Cholash. Reb Chiya bar Abba was ill. Ole gabi Reb Yechanon. Reb Yechanon came to visit him. Omale, chaviven olech Yisurin. Do you like Yisurin? Meaning, do you want this kaporas avoinus or this Yisurin Shel Ava? Omale, he answered him, loy hein veloy schoron. I don't want the Yisurin, and I don't want the Schogon. Schogon, like we said, Kaporas Avoinus, or we said Yisurin Shel Ava is a Gevaldige Schar, like we said Rashi Nomer Aleph, the Ebeshe gives him Schar in Olam Abo. Al Kaponim, I don't need either. And the reason is, what's the Pshat? The reason is, because like we said before, if it's Gerim Bittul Teru Tefillah, if it's Gerim Bittul Teru Tefillah, then Yisurin Shel Ava is not a good thing. So the great Reb Chiya bar Abba, it might have taken away from his learning, so he said, Lohen Veloy Schogon. Otherwise, of course, he wouldn't say Lohen Veloy Schogon. So he told him, Havli Yodech, give me your hands. Yavle Yodei v'ukme. He gave him his hand and he healed him. So what's the pshat? He gave him his hand. We see the Gemara here is going to say all the time, he gave him his hand. So I saw brought down, the Ben Yoyoda brings that, he brings that just like doctors, when you go to a doctor, they say, give me your hand and they check your blood pressure. So he says, the B'chaim Vital brings B'shem Da'arizal, he was able to take someone's Chayla's hands and see his medical state based on his blood pressure and his darga in his nefesh and his neshama. And he was able to heal people based on his hand. Mamash, like a doctor does. He take your hand, checks your blood pressure, he was able to do that. So Yavle Yode v'ukmei. Zokti Moga. Rabbi Yochanan Cholash. Rabbi Yochanan himself became ill one time. Ola Gabi Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina came to visit him. Omele, he told him, Chabino lech Yisurin, do you like Yisurin? Are they good for you? Do you want them? Omele, lohen v'lo Yisrogan, I don't need them. And I don't need Omale Havli Yodek, he said the same thing, give me your hand. Yovle Yodev Ukme, and he healed him. Frek the Gemara, my loikim Rabbi Yechon Navshe. Rabbi Yechon was the one that came in. And he visited Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, and he healed him. So look me Rabbi Yechon Navshe, Rabbi Yechon healed himself. So Gemara, Amri, ein chovish mati atzim beis asurim. Someone who's in prison cannot release himself. So Rabbi Yechon, when he was ill, couldn't release himself, from only someone else, from his illness, not his own illness. Zogimol Rabbi Eliezer Cholash. Rabbi Eliezer was ill. Ola Gabi Rabbi Yechanon. Again, Rabbi Yechanon came to visit him. Chaza dehava kogani bevayis ofel. He saw he was living, he was sleeping, he was in a dark room. So what did he do to enlighten the room? Gal yeledare venofel nehoiro. He lifted his sleeve. Rabbi Yechanon's skin was so bright and so beautiful that when he lifted his skin, like the Gemara says, that shufre Rabbi Yechanon and shufre the Odom Arishon, Shapir de Yerushalayim, he was one of the six beautiful people that the Ebeshe created in the world, Odom, etc. So, like the Medrash says, so what did he do? He lifted his sleeve, he rolled up his sleeve, and Galia v'nof on the Hoira, and that's how he lightened the room. Frek the Welt, there's a Welt kasha, that if Rabbi Yechanon, the Gemara says in Bamatzia, Pei says that he was Shufa Reb Yechanon, and his Koran or Ponov, his face so was enlightening. So why do you have to lift up his sleeve? All you have to do is walk into the room and it enlightens the room. So Blazer Shach once answered, we see over here that the Shenkite is something that is hidden. The real R, the real Shenkite, the real beauty, the real enlightenment is something that is Betzinah, that's covered. So Mele, his sleeve was covered, that was the real light. Something that's revealed doesn't have that same Arponov anymore, even though it's Koran Arponov. He said it when he put out his sefer, Avi Ezri, he said, Kolzman, I didn't put out his sefer, I was Betzinah. Now that is, I'm not Betzinah anymore, I don't have the mile of Tzinah, of like we said over here, that Galil Adarei. Zok to Gemara, Chazia, he saw the Habakobochi. He saw the Habakobochi, Abelezer was crying.
Omele Amaiko Bachis, why are you crying? Imishum Teira Dolei Afsh. It's because you didn't learn enough Teira. Shaninu, whatever you did is good enough. Why? Echad Amavim, Echad Amamit. Ibi Dilalat, you learn a little. Uluvachi, Yicham Liba L'Shamayim. You did what you could. So you're Mechamen Liboy. So you don't have to be cry for that. Vimishum Mezoina. If it's because you didn't have enough Parnos in this world, you're not leaving enough inheritance, and you don't have enough Mezoinas. Like a lot of Zeichel Shtei Shulchanos. Not everyone is Zeichel to two Shulchanos. You have to be Zeichel to two Shulchanos. Yes, Rebbe was Zeichel to two Shulchanos. He was a Gvir and Torah, but not everyone is Zeichel to that. That's not a reason to cry. Vimishum Bnei. If it's because you didn't buy children, Bais says he lost his children, so he took out his tooth or the etzem. Dein goma da asir abir. He said, look, what I have over here. I'm holding over here, dein goma da asir abir. I'm holding the tooth or the etzem of my son. Omalei lahay shufra de boli ba'afra kobachino. I'm crying about hay shufra de boli ba'afra. I'm crying about you, Rabbi Yochanan. Hay shufra, Rabbi Yochanan was shufra de Yerushalayim, he was Shapira. I'm crying about you're eventually going to go into the ground. So that's what I'm crying about. Omalei aldo vado aldo vade kobachis. That's not something to cry about. Ubochu tavai, and they both cried. Fekta masho. What do you mean? He this is what he cries about a gashmiistic thing like this, about the shufra de Rabbi Yochanan. Explains the masho beautifully. He's because Rabbi Yochanan was mishapir de Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yochanan was a reminder of what the beauty of Yerushalayim was. So once Rabbi Yochanan is going to die, he's going to be ba'afara. So then you're not going to have any more the remembrance of shufi de Yerushalayim. He was crying about, so to speak, the chumen of Yerushalayim. That's what he wasn't crying about, the gashmiistic look of Rabbi Yochanan. The Mashal also says that these three things, dafka, is what he was trying to be menachem with. Why? Because the Gemara says that bona chayiv v'mezoina lav b'schusa tali milis el b'mazla. So these three things, bona, he spoke about his bonim, mezoina, he spoke about his shtei shulchanos, and chaya means chaya Torah. Chaya means life means the life of Torah. Chaya odim is chaya Torah. So he told him these three things, don't take it personal. It's lav b'schusa, it's tali b'mazla. Zok the Gemara, ad hochi v'hochi, meanwhile, omale, he told him, chavin v'lechi yisurin. Omalei loy hein v'lo yischora. Omalei, havli yodach, give me your hand again. Yovli yodach v'ukmeni hildin. Zogdimo, Rav Huna tkifa le'arba meyer, dana de chamre. Another mice. Rav Huna had 400 barrels of wine that became spoiled. Ola gabi Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda came to visit him. Ach vid Rav Sol chasida. V'rabonon. V'amilo Rav Adab Rav v'rabonon. V'amilei la'ayin mal b'milei. You have barrels of wine that got spoiled. Be ma'ayin in your milim. Maybe you did something in Chesh Mishpat, not fair, and you're not being honest. And that's what Ebesh is doing, Mida Kenek Mida. Omalei, umichshin de be'naichu, you choshed me that I did something not honestly. Omalei, umichoshed de Kodesh Boche, de Ovid Dina B'lai Dina, you think the Ebesh did something that's not supposed to be? Omalu, he told them, Yehochi man de shami olai, milse lema, whoever heard something about me, let him come and protest and say something about me if you have a taina. Omalei, hochi shmi alon. The loyoy mal shabisha lahisa. We heard about you that you didn't pay your oris. And oris is supposed to pay him, the worker. You're not paying him correctly. Omaluhu, mikoshovikli midimine. The oris, not just I didn't pay him, he's stealing from me. He didn't, he took more than what he's supposed to take from me, more than his chelik. Hoka gonav le kule. He's stealing. So I should pay him noch. Omulei, hainu damri inshi, bosa gan vegnoiv, vetame toim. He might do something incorrect, but you still have to pay him. You have a tiny, go to the interior. You took from you extra. But you owe him a certain wage, you have to pay him that wage. And if you're following the Ganav, you'll end up taking some of his Gneva too. You'll follow suit. Omaluhu, so he said, Kabilna alai di ibnale. You're right, I'll pay him what I owe him. What he owes me, we'll figure out on a different cheshbon. Ikad Amri, what happened after that? Hoda chala v'have chamra. All the wine that was spoiled that turned to vinegar turned back into wine. Ikad Amri, Aike chala. The vinegar became expensive. He was able to sell it at a higher price. And he was able to sell it for the price of wine. So two nisim that took place, one or the other. Two things I was mitzvah about. Kol yomai al tefilos yishtei lifnei mitosi. That my tefillah should be lifnei mitosi. Lifnei mitosi. Zok Gemara, that's one zach. Daven in front of my bed. While mitos shtei nisuna ben tzofan adorim, that my mitzvah should be placed ben tzofan adorim. Rashi explains roishu magaloisov to tzofan adorim to north and south. Why? Zok Rashi nira beena shashchina bemizrach of yamayrav. The shchina is in the direction of mizrach yamayrav. Lefikach nochem lahosif derech tashmish leruchas acheres. While during tashmish, you should not be in the direction of the shchina. al tfilos shtei lefnei mitosi, mai lefnei mitosi, ilam lefnei mitosi mamish, if it means mamish lefnei mitosi, v'omag Rabbi Yehuda, v'omag Avi, tem Rabbi Shuman Levi, minayin mespalos shtei dovak choytze bein ole bein akir, you shouldn't have a separation between you and the kir, you should daven directly to the kir, and vaystois, this mita was a movable mita, so it's like a chair, that's not an object. When person is in shul by the wall, that's ideal. Even by a table that's stationary, state nalocha, that's also considered a kir. But a mita, zok debei Yosef, that the Gemara was talking about, was a movable mita. So mele, that's not a good thing. That's a dovah choytzitz, shenemar, v'yosef chizkio panav el akir, v'yispalo, zok mo, leitem lefnei mitosi, eleema, somach lemitosi. My davening should be right after I get out of bed, without any hefsek between, zok rashi, kol yomen izad, shalalasis melocha, shalalasik b'teira, even not to learn, kshomaritim mitosi, achek akishma v'yispalo. The first thing I should do is daven and learn. The Ma'aseh in Halacha, it says that if a person learns Begabim, Talmud Torah could be before Tefillah, like we're doing right now. We're learning before davening. So that's not what he's referring to. Shenema, utzfoincha temale bitnom yizbu bonim. Lashin tzofen and bonim. Rav Nachman Yitzchok Amar af ein ishtam apelas nefolim. He doesn't have nefolim lo yaleinu. Ksivacha utzfoincha temale bitnom. Uksivosim vayimale yomer leledes v'nintayim bitnom by Rivka. So we see a lashin of temale, meaning temale bitnom and yomer leledes. So meila she's not apelas nefolim. She has a full term baby and it's not nefolim. The Rabbeinu Yonah says over here that Dogam and Tzofen is megames that a person should be mispal, that his children should be b'nei Torah and Ashirim. Dogam and Tzofen refers to Shulchan b'dogam and Menoyga b'tzofen. Those are the two things. Did you see the small Tosis over here? That Tosis says, Eshloya dov choytzes b'nei menakir, aval milsa de kviya, like we pass in halacha, k'gain ogen v'teva, if you have it in shul, you have a table, that's considered like a kir. Ein ze hefzik, aval mita, nira she'ein ze kvua, we're talking about that mita. But if you have a stationary bed, that's something else. But the Gemara's maskana is, somach l'mitasi, which means, somach l'mitasi, meaning, right after I get up, the first thing I should do is to daven in kriyashma, and even not learn. So Tosis, v'rashi pirash, afilu l'lumot, ch'osu l'lumot, k'rim tfila, v'leidati menole. Aval raya de shori l'lumot, k'rim Tosis brings a right avada, you're allowed to learn before davening. And Tosis on the bottom says, Dafke kshiyoshanim ishtoi, den sheshchina mitzuya b'mizrach ha'mayra. V'yidov gnai l'shachim etzel ishtoi b'nei shatashmish, chemash ha'mucha koi al-kaponim, halocha shori l'lumot, avada you're allowed to learn before davening. And that's what we take to do. Faket, the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch, ma'oyre de shachar, to learn ma'oyre de shachar, even before davening, going into davening. We'll stop over here in the bottom of Davhei Omid Beis.